a Russian passenger jet is missing in Indonesia. Pipistrel rolls out a new alpha trainer. TSA screeners find a gun stuffed in a child's toys. This is Aero News for Thursday, May 10th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. At deadline for this edition of Aero News late Wednesday, a Russian Sukhoi Superjet 100 with 50 souls on board remains missing and is feared to have gone down on a demonstration flight in Indonesia. The aircraft was 20 minutes into its second demonstration flight of the day when controllers lost contact with the aircraft. Officials say the jet was at 10,000 feet near Mount Salak when the pilots radioed permission to descend to 6,000 feet. That was the last contact with the aircraft. Mount Salak is a volcano located south of the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and stands 7,254 feet above sea level. Helicopters dispatched to the area in the initial search were turned back by bad weather. The Superjet 100 is critical to Russia's hopes of becoming a major player in the modern aviation market. The jet was on a promotional tour of six Asian countries. Only weeks after introducing its new four-place Panthera composite hybrid airplane, Pipistrel has taken the wraps off its brand-new Alpha Trainer, which, as the name suggests, is designed as a primary training airplane. On its website, Pipistrel says the new aircraft is designed for light sport aircraft flying schools in markets and countries which have the FAA-LSA, or Adaptation of ASTM Rules, categories. The Pipistrel Alpha Trainer is fitted with the Rotax 912 80-horsepower engine. The airframe is a composite two-seat side-by-side high wing. Like all Pipistrel aircraft, the Alpha demonstrates very frugal fuel consumption, averaging 3.4 gallons per hour at cruise and only 2.1 gallons per hour in the pattern for such exercises as touch-and-goes. The wingspan of 34.5 feet is slightly less than a Cessna 172, so hangar space should not be a problem. The Rotax 80-horsepower engine provides more than adequate performance, swinging the fixed-pitch wooden Pipistrel propeller. The Pipistrel Alpha Trainer has a very robust undercarriage. While nothing is unbreakable, Pipistrel says the configuration is certainly close and should endure the rigors of flight training over the years. Based on the NASA-awarded Virus SW, or short wing, Pipistrel says the airplane is expected to enter the market at about $85,000. The base price includes a radio, GPS, transponder, and ballistic parachute system. TSA screeners at Providence, Rhode Island made a startling discovery, a disassembled gun hidden inside a four-year-old child's stuffed toys. The .40-caliber handgun had been disassembled and the main frame concealed in a teddy bear, the magazine with two rounds of ammo in a bunny, and the firing pin inside a stuffed Mickey Mouse. Authorities seized the weapon and interviewed the father, who apparently was able to convince officials he knew nothing of the weapon or its concealment. The man and his son were eventually allowed to continue on their way to Detroit. USA Today reports the ongoing investigation has revealed the case is apparently one of a custody battle over the little boy, in which the man's wife was trying to cause problems for her husband. Never at a loss to find a positive public relations spin, and the opportunities have been few and far between recently, TSA pointed to this episode as a reason why they insist on screening and even patting down young children, saying a threat could come from anywhere. Frankly, the entire episode gives new meaning to the old saying about a woman scorned. There's a line in the U.S. Marine Corps hymn about fighting our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. Helping the Corps fight in the air is their newest weapon of sorts. It's the K-Max, and no, it's not a supersized Kmart outlet store. K-Max is a unique unmanned helicopter able to transport huge amounts of cargo, thus reducing the need for supply convoys on the ground that are subject to improvised explosive devices, IEDs, ambush, and other dangers. A joint effort between Lockheed Martin and Kaman Aerospace, the K-Max has managed to ferry 28,800 pounds in a single day in southern Afghanistan and is operated at less than one maintenance man hour per flight hour, according to a statement released by Lockheed. The K-Max is able to carry 6,000 pounds of cargo at sea level and more than 4,000 pounds at 10,000 feet of altitude, and is equipped with a four-hook carousel to drop loads at more than one location. Two of the unique aircraft were deployed to Afghanistan and began flying missions December 17, 2011, in a sort of proof-of-prototype demonstration. Originally set to end in June, the test so far had been wildly successful, and the Corps has announced plans to hold on to the pair of birds. Read that as extend their deployment. Until September 30th, The U.S. Army is also said to be interested in the K-MAX. Well, interest or not, the purchase of any K-MAX choppers might be a tough sell for the Army, as the U.S. military, and Army in particular, will be doing more with less due to the wars overseas winding down and the threat of a large funding cut come the first of the year. The U.S. defense budget is flat, and that means the Army and Marine Corps will not be buying many new helicopters going forward. Money that had been budgeted for new aircraft purchases will instead be used to maintain existing aircraft fleets. At an American Helicopter Society meeting in Fort Worth, Texas last week, Army Major General Tom Crosby, responsible for overseeing the service's aviation programs, referred to his $7.8 billion budget for fiscal 2012, saying, quote, "Anybody see that going up? Not me," end quote, he said, referring to the DOD budget that faces a potential $50 billion cut in January. And elsewhere on the military front, the KC-46 tanker program has completed a preliminary design review with the U.S. Air Force, a key milestone in the development of the next-generation aerial refuel tanker. The review, which began March 21st and ended April 27th, demonstrated that the preliminary design of the KC-46A tanker meets system requirements and establishes the basis for proceeding with the detailed design. Boeing remains on plan to deliver 18 combat-ready KC-46A tankers by 2017. When Aero News continues, Microsoft's XFAT is making news, and no, it's not the latest diet for pilots and flight crew. People are passengers too, so why not? The Passenger Choice Awards and the Flying Sea Turtles, a new twist on Aesop's fable.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, May 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aspen Avionics has joined forces with software giant Microsoft. The two companies have entered into a patent licensing agreement that gives Aspen broad access to the latest Extended File Allocation Table, or XFAT. XFAT is a modern file system from Microsoft that facilitates large files for audiovisual media and makes it easy to swap data between desktop PCs and other electronic devices. The agreement is the latest forged by Microsoft for XFAT and the first in the avionics and commercial sector. XFAT greatly expands the size of files that flash memory devices can handle, as much as 5 times over the previous technology. It also greatly increases the speed with which those files can be accessed. Chart and other software updates for Aspen's Evolution General Aviation Glass panels are delivered by flash devices, thus making sense of this agreement. Elsewhere on the navigation front, Garmin announced that it has delivered over 100 million, yes, that's 100 million, navigation devices for everything ranging from airplanes to joggers. That milestone was reached in under 25 years. With the summer travel season approaching, the airlines are soliciting input from passengers regarding their experiences with air travel. The Airline Passenger Experience Association, or APEX, says feedback is important and can be submitted in an online survey, requiring just a few minutes to complete. Passengers are encouraged to fill out the Passenger Choice Awards survey and speak up about their last flying trip. Dominic Green, chairman of the APEX Awards Committee, says, quote, "The passengers, the people who fly every day for both business and pleasure, are whose opinions matter most and will ultimately help us judge the awards," end quote. The annual Passenger Choice Awards were launched to give customers an opportunity to direct feedback on all aspects of their flight, from in-flight publications, connectivity and communications, food and beverage, informational videos and entertainment, cabin ambiance, and pre-departure experience. APEX introduced a new survey format this year, and travelers can participate in the survey multiple times throughout the year. Every flight experience counts. Winners will be announced at the award ceremony at the APEX Expo, which will be held in Long Beach, California, September 17th through the 20th. Two unique programs deserve a mention here because of the good they do within and without the aviation community. The Corporate Angel Network recently completed its 40,000th flight, carrying Rhonda Carter from her rural home in North Carolina to a cancer treatment center in New York. Often, a cancer patient's best treatment option is located hundreds of miles from home. The Corporate Angel Network gives patients access to specialized treatment that would not otherwise be available. The organization arranges free air transportation for cancer patients by using the empty seats on corporate aircraft who are already flying to those destinations. Mrs. Carter said being the 40,000th passenger made her feel singled out in a wonderful way. And six men, all facing life with a disability of some type, are about to begin their quest to become a pilot with the aid of Able Flight, a national nonprofit that provides flight and career training opportunities for people with physical disabilities. Able Flight is the only one of its kind in the United States. Since 2006, it has awarded over 40 flight and aviation career training scholarships. The six latest candidates are taking part in the third Able Flight Purdue University training program. The men will live in the dorms and be trained by university graduate pilots at Purdue's Towered Airport. Well, a small group of endangered sea turtles are swimming happily today, thanks to the recent efforts of Eclipse Aerospace. Back in January, a large group of endangered sea turtles were rescued in the Boston area after being cold-stunned near Cape Cod. The New England Aquarium had no room at the inn and needed to find another place for eight of the most healthy turtles to recuperate. As it happened, there was an Eclipse jet in Boston that weekend for the Eclipse Jet Experience. The South Carolina Aquarium, with room but no turtles, approached Eclipse CEO Mason Holland to see if the six Kemp's Ridleys, the world's most endangered sea turtle species, and one hybrid sea turtle could hitch a ride to the south. Mr. Holland happily obliged their request. 4 months later, six of the eight rescued sea turtles were released back into the wild, including one named Mason and another named Eclipse. Mr. Holland even assisted with the release. Now, given that the lightweight Eclipse jet is capable of cruising at more than 430 miles per hour, we figured this had to qualify as some sort of speed record for sea turtles, so we turned to the good folks at Guinness Book to apply for a new world record. Shortly thereafter, we received a form letter rejection notice signed only by a Mr. Hare. Think about it. It'll come to you. Time for us to stow our tray tables and pull our seat backs into the full upright and locked position and say once again, thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.